Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I'm trying to figure out how I want to couch this.
Uh-oh.
I feel like I'm a fairly intelligent person.
Okay.
I get by. I'm pretty good. I think I'm fairly bright.
I see where this is going.
But when I'm around you two, I feel like friggin' Einstein.
Uh-huh.
I feel like Neil deGrasse Tyson over here.
Shut up, smarty pants.
Like,
listen.
Like, in all honesty, you both are children.
No.
You know how often I have conversations with my wife about how, mostly Josh.
Oh.
Like, how how do you live your life? Like, how do you get by? Case in point, I got two examples here.
Okay.
First one. Last night I get an email from Josh just now discovering that Costco essentially has a one-way feed through the store. You go one way, okay? You start on the left and you go around, and then you end up at the registers. I got this message from Josh last night. Did you know you could go the wrong way in Costco? I feel like I'm swimming upstream when you go the wrong way. I'm like, this is basic common sense life stuff.
Yeah.
This is, again, how do you get through life? Well, how do you get through your daily life, Josh?
That's funny, Josh.
How?
I had no idea.
Well, okay.
Case in point.
No
thank
idea.
You again.
Do I get
a chance to rebuttal?
No, you don't.
No, okay. All right.
This is just, it's in the Bible. You read the Bible. It's in the Bible. Costco has a one-way flow to it. You don't go in the wrong direction at Costco.
You're right.
Like
they
an
look
idiot.
At you. Oh, they look at you like you're going the wrong way.
Well, yeah, because all the carts are coming at you as they're going to the registers. You don't go that way.
I had no idea it was a one-way thing in Costco. So I'm gonna learn today too, Josh.
Again, case in point.
Yeah.
I feel like Einstein. And then I come in this morning and Katie's like, I dumped sugar all over my floor again because I've never scooped sugar before in my life.
I just have fat thumbs and I knocked it onto the floor and I don't even know how it happened, but it was at 3:50 this morning. So, of course, I grabbed my phone and I documented all of it.
Yep, and then I got to make a video about how I spilled sugar on my floor.
Well,
I'm trying to be as nice as possible.
I know you are, and it's funny because...
But how do you go through life?
We also are vulnerable and make fun of ourselves. I mean, we gave you this information. It's not like you just noticed it. We told it to you.
Oh, I'm very observational about other things as well.
I know you are, but we're
I've
just saying.
I've got a list of things.
We offered this up for you today, so...
And this is on the heels of you dumping cream all over your floor, and it
was
like soup on your floor or something. And this is like the fourth time. Like,
chili in my car.
Chili in the car.
I'm clumsy. We've been working together for over a year now, like this close.
This is show number 300 today.
Yeah, is it really?
It is.
Oh, 300.
300 today.
So you should know by now that I am just a hot mess, especially early in the morning. I should just be wrapped in bubble wrap at least before 9.
That's why I said Neil deGrasse Tyson over
here. Yeah.
I can put chili in my car and not spill it, and I don't spill sugar all over my floor.
And
I know which way to go in Costco.
Like a snowstorm in my kitchen. Like, it was like that. Half the bag of sugar ended up on my floor. And then, I don't know if you've ever tried to sweep up sugar.
No, because I don't spill sugar all over my
floor. I had to go out and, like beat out my slippers at 3:50 in the morning, like, out on my patio. My neighbors loved me today, let me tell you that. But I had to get the sugar off my slippers.
Like, oh, boy. Don't you have, like, a vacuum or something, like a handheld?
You want me to start the vacuum at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Like, yeah, I do.
No, I had to
now
go
you're
going to
have ants everywhere.
I know. Well, that's the thing, is I had to clean up the sugar this morning. I'm probably going to have to go back today and, like, move out the oven and stuff. I imagine there's going to be like a process I'm gonna have to do.
Yeah, it's gonna you're gonna have sticky floors.
Yeah,
for sure.
So
but I think the best part is like you spilled sugar and it's that early in the morning and you instead of just being like, all right, I'm gonna sweep this up and clean it, you're like, let me grab my phone.
Well, 'cause that's what we
this
do.
Right here calls for a video on TikTok.
I had to make a TikTok. That's what we do. We're content creators, so I had to create.
Is that
some
what
content.
You? Is that what you're saying? We are.
What's better content than what happens to all of us? Like, I'm not the only one who spilled sugar this morning. I can guarantee you that. No. I know that happened to somebody else. So.
And it's good. You're gonna have 13 mouth breathers watching that video today.
I know.
I can relate.
I already have 56 views, sir.
They'll probably watch it while they're walking the wrong direction in Costco, too.
Double whammy.
All right, so I hopped on the viral trend that was floating around last week. You hop onto your chat GPT there, and you say, hey, ChatGPT with GG, here's what I need you to do. I need you to draw a caricature of me based on everything you know about me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You saw him floating around,
right? I did,
like,
yeah.
Everybody in the media did it. Oh, we're going to do it. Because, you know, nothing's original
yeah.
in the media.
Here I am in a studio.
Yeah.
Here I am with my coffee cup yeah. in a studio.
A little insider information. We all copy each other, okay? Yeah. That's basically what this job is all about.
It's funny.
So a lot of times you have to upload a photo, too, for it to kind of kick things off. And then it just kind of goes through everything you've been talking to it about over the past year, you know? You've been writing emails for you, maybe. You've been getting advice. You've been maybe asking about family stuff, maybe giving vacation advice. And what it does is it compiles all that and spits out a decent drawing of you. Okay, and it looks like somebody, like a caricature, like at the Taste of Colorado or something, some guy
yes.
drawing you.
Yours was spot on.
It was really good. I had like little He-Man characters. My wife was in the background. I had a Super Dupes hoodie on.
Yeah.
Like, it was really good.
No children. Totally
no children.
Because
I've lost my children. If anybody has seen them, please let me know.
Please help.
So the mind-blowing part about this is, like Katie said, all the details that it starts putting in about you in these pictures and everything. Well, I should know better. I'm Mr. Safety. I try to be very careful with all this stuff. Now a bunch of cybersecurity experts are coming out and they're like, hey, don't do this.
Yeah.
Do not do this. Quit, quit putting so much personal information into ChatGPT because it knows everything about you.
Yep.
You're giving it too much information. And now you're uploading pictures of yourself into chat. And they say, you know how, we don't know at this point how that data might be used or retained in the future. So they say, anything personal, be careful because it could be blasted out and then people know everything about you, like your pet's name, you know, your mom's maiden name, addresses, the list is long and they can steal your identity, essentially.
It's not just people. You're telling the robots everything about you. And you just got done telling us how you don't know how Josh and I have made it this far, Jeremy.
I know. And
here
I am.
Josh
and Katie. Now here I am.
The positive side of this, because guess who wasn't able to create ChatGPT caricatures? Josh and I, because we don't feed ChatGPT anything.
Yeah,
I don't use it.
That's true.
Josh doesn't use it. You use it.
Part of the problem is you guys are confused and you don't know how to use technology. That's part of it.
I'm afraid of
you
the robots.
You can barely turn on your phone.
No. It's not that I don't understand it. It's that I am afraid that they're just going to take over. So I don't want them to know me. That's the thing. Like, that's my whole premise of it. But you, when you did it immediately, I was like, I think this is kind of like the stick figures on the back of the car situation where everybody wanted to have a little stick figure family telling everybody else how many people are in your family, how many animals and everything until somebody came along and said, maybe you shouldn't tell random people on the highway how many people are in your family.
It's true, yeah.
Who's rolling
if you're just
with
a mom
you,
with nine kids.
A single
like,
mom with a dog. Like, yeah, exactly. You don't want just strangers knowing
That's
that.
That's funny. I've never thought about
you
that.
You don't? Yeah. So like this was for me, I was shocked that you were just so willing to do something like that because it is giving a lot of your personal info.
But I do use chat a lot, so it does know a lot about me. But.
Yeah.
Now, you're the same person, though, that had that laptop that was dead for like 3 months and then just realized
again
that you can use your phone cord to charge it, right?
I feel like
is that you?
A better explanation is I just like ignore reality. It's not that I don't know. I just ignore it.
Oh,
I just,
okay. Like, now, you're the one who doesn't know how to get their work email on her phone or something.
I
right?
have it on my phone.
No,
I just don't have it on the computer.
That's what it is. You don't know how to get it on your computer.
I just forgot my password.
Okay,
that's a common thing.
And you're
thing,
the one who, like, your TikTok account got somehow
that's
hacked.
Back now. I got that back.
Okay.
I submitted a ticket. It was responded
to. Are
you
sure you don't know? You just don't
I
know
do
how
know.
To
Look
use
it. We're getting along just
ChatGPT?
Fine over here. We're getting along just
you
fine
sure,
over
Katie,
here.
Is that, what is
That's
this?
Right. And my bank account's all up to speed again, too. I got those hackers.
Right, yeah. You're the one who had the credit cards hacked. I mean.
But we're fine over here.
But you're
we're
good.
Making it through.
But you're good.
We're
okay.
making it through. Guess what I don't have? A caricature of me in the studio.
Oh, you missed out, though. It looked really, really good.